This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How is everyone doing? I hope you guys are doing very, very well. I hope you are having a productive week. I hope that you are just killing it, having a good year. Man, I want to apologize for not, having these episodes more frequently. I really miss talking to you guys. I know some of you guys have reached out and, we're concerned and I appreciate that and that you guys reached out to me. But I have just been so busy at work, and I mean really busy. I've been working 12, 13-hour days, probably 5 days a week and some weekends as well. And every week, I think that the following week is not going to be as busy, and it's even busier. And I'm not really sure how that happens, but it's been happening. I like it. It's me. It's fast pace, and being busy is good. You're growing, you're making money. I love all that. But at the same time, what I don't like about it is I don't like because it keeps me away from coming on and having these episodes and talking to you guys. And I really like that. I enjoy it. Enjoy reaching out to all you business owners and entrepreneurs and providing you education and, being part of your growth. So again, we will do these episodes more frequently. I promise. I said it 3 times, so I must mean it then. You guys will be hearing more from me. Today's topic is officer compensation. So, what is officer compensation? It's the idea that in a corporation, at least one officer has to be on payroll. As you guys know, we've talked about this before. Many of you are the officer, shareholder, director, if you're in a corporation setting. And then if you're in an LLC setting, you're a managing member and you're the only person in there. And that's completely okay. We talked about how that's possible. Way early on, I think it was it was somewhere in the first 5 episodes we talked about this. So we're not hashing that out today. But what I'm trying to say is, so even though you are the owner, you are still considered an employee of your own corporation to the IRS. And they expect you to be on payroll, okay? Believe me, folks, this is not an option. It's mandatory. If it was optional, I would not be talking to you about it. It's very, very important. You need to be on payroll. Whether you have your own LLC or corporation, you need to be on payroll. Otherwise, again, the IRS will come in. They'll audit you. They'll find out you're not on payroll, because you won't be able to show them that. They'll make assessments. They'll go back and, like the IRS does on everything, every assessment, it comes with penalties and interest. And then what would have been a somewhat reasonable number becomes a ridiculous number when you add the IRS's interest and penalties and all that stuff that we try to avoid. So now you know that, but now the other, and this is now the $1 million question that I get asked. So a lot of people will often ask me, you know what, John, I'm thinking about paying myself. And I say, okay, that's very good. And by the way, you know, you really don't have an option. You must. And I like telling everybody that because, it's not an option, but it's mandatory. So then the next, question I always get is, well, if I'm going to pay myself, how much should I pay myself? And that answer is not very black and white, okay? And that's probably the most difficult part about this whole thing is how much should I pay myself? And in determining how much you should pay yourself, the IRS and case law and the courts, they determine reasonable compensation the following way. They look at it a few points. Number one, they look at your training and your experience, okay? Number two, they look at the nature of the business, okay? Number three, they look at your duties and responsibilities. Number four, they look at the time and effort devoted to the business, okay? Number five, what comparable business pay for similar services like yours is. And number six, if there's a compensation agreement between you and your entity, obviously that may control. But I want to go back and discuss some of these. So training and experience. So someone that has a dental practice and they're a dentist, their training and experience might be more than someone who just owns a retail shop selling t-shirts, okay? There's a difference there. So they look at how much training and experience is required for someone to be a managing dentist versus someone that has to be a manager of a t-shirt shop or a restaurant, okay? So you have to figure out, you got to look at your business. If you're a dentist, you're going to have to be on payroll for a lot more because most dentists that work for a dental practice sometimes are making $200,000-$300,000 a year. So if you're a dentist and you own your own corporation, you might have to put yourself on payroll for something within that range. And then again, your duties and responsibilities. What is it that you do? Are you a dentist that's running the show as well? So basically you're managing the practice, you're actually working on patients, or do you just own it and somebody else is doing the work? Okay, obviously if your duties, the more duties and responsibilities you have, the more you have to pay yourself, okay? The more training experience you have, the more you have to pay yourself. And that kind of goes with the time and effort devoted to the business, which was one of the things that they take into consideration to determine reasonable compensation. So how much time, effort, what are your duties, what are your responsibilities, what do you do? And you're going to ask, well, how does the IRS know that? Because when they come in to audit you, they're going to do an interview with you and they're going to ask a bunch of questions and they'll get to the bottom of it. Because if you try to kind of, BS them, they're going to say, look, who's responsible for all the responsibilities, duties, and all this? And if it's you and you try to say it's not you, then they're going to say, well, if it's not you, then who is it? We want their name. Are they on payroll? So it's nothing you can really hide. How much time an owner devotes to their business and the duties and the responsibilities, folks, is nothing we can hide from the IRS. And then they look at what comparable businesses pay for similar services. So the IRS has so much data, okay? They come in and they know what a dentist should be paid, what a cook should be paid, what a chef, what a person who owns a restaurant should be paid. Someone that's an engineer, a doctor. They have so much data. You would be surprised. That's one thing I have to tell you about the IRS. They're not dumb people. They're very, very smart. A lot of the people that work there may not be that intelligent, but when they need to put someone that's very smart on a file or an audit, they have extremely, extremely smart folks. And this stuff has all been, stuff that's come up before. They know it inside out. They're very fluid with it. They don't, you cannot really BS them or pull a fast one on them. That's one thing I want you to know about the IRS. When they need to be smart, they are very, very smart. So when determining how much you should pay yourself, these are the factors you need to use. Training and experience, duties and responsibilities, the time and effort devoted to the business, and then what comparable businesses pay for similar services. And based on that, you should be able to kind of come up with a reasonable salary. So if you are, a chef that's running your restaurant and you are doing all the duties and responsibilities and all that, and you know that chefs in the industry make $100,000 a year, then you should pay yourself somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 a year. Very, very important stuff. Officer compensation is nothing to take lightly. It needs to happen. If you are one of those people right now that has an LLC or a corporation and you are not paying yourself, start paying yourself. If you have employees, okay, then just call your payroll company or whoever is doing your payroll and add yourself on payroll, okay? If you don't have any employees and you're the only person, then just call a payroll company up and say, I would like to do payroll. You can also talk to your bank. A lot of the big banks offer payroll services. They will assist you. They will set you up. And you can get payroll started that way. Don't try to, cut corners and save money and say, well, if I pay myself a payroll check or if I'm a W-2 employee of my own entity, it's going to cost me a lot in payroll taxes. Don't do that, because if you avoid it and you get audited, it's going to cost you much, much more. So that's kind of the officer compensation part of this whole thing. Again, if you have a corporation, LLC, and you're not on payroll, you need to be on payroll immediately. That's not an option. It's mandatory and it's a must. And if the IRS audits you, then you will be assessed for payroll that you should have received with penalties, interest, and it gets very costly. Again, I'm glad I was able to reach out to you guys today and talk to you. Again, I'm sorry for not doing these more frequently, these episodes. I promise I will be coming on every other week until the rest of the year. And then starting next year, we'll go once a week on Thursdays like we were earlier this year. And up until the middle of the year, we were kind of doing that schedule, so that way I can share more information with you guys, help educate you more, and be part of your growth. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.